More than 50 national groups have signed on to a letter to Congress urging opposition to the chained CPI, which would reduce veterans and Social Security cost of living adjustments. National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare President and CEO Max Richman says supporters of the chained CPI have downplayed its impact by trying to characterize it as a technical adjustment.
In reality, the chained CPI would reduce Social Security benefits. SSI recipients, many of whom are on disability, would see their benefits devastated. The middle class, in addition, would pay higher taxes because the chained CPI would reduce the yearly adjustments for personal exemptions, standard deductions, and income thresholds dividing tax brackets. What's worse is that the chained CPI would cut the COLAs of Americans who have served our nation in the uniformed services.
And that is one of the possible cuts that has Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders livid.
Today, more than 9 million veterans receive Social Security benefits, and over 770,000 veterans receive Social Security disability benefits. What a chained CPI would mean for permanently disabled veterans. If they started receiving disability benefits at age 30, they would see their benefits cut by more than $1,300 a year at age 45. That is a huge cut. They would receive $1,800 a year less at age 55 and $2,260 a year at age 65. Imagine telling people who defended our country, who were wounded in battle, who may have lost arms, legs, lost their eyesight, telling them that we're going to balance the budget by cutting benefits for them. That is just unacceptable.
Ed Lavalletta is a former Vermont VFW commander with 30 years of active duty service.
I think a lot of people in government are taking it lightly when we say we lay the lives on the line. We're asking them to work 24/7 and support their families back home. And when they get back from their tours of service and they've done their 20 years or 30 years, whatever, that they're going to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. This is an outrage.
Jewish War Veterans of the USA, National Executive Director Herb Rosenbleith.
There were certainly nights in Vietnam where I did not think I'd see the sun come up, and people can't relate to that. I think the important thing here, besides the monetary loss, is that these benefits have been earned, paid for. They're not food stamps, and they're not Section 8 housing. They're something that's been earned, promised, and the government should certainly deliver on it. I have a career Marine officer who works for me, and he feels very strongly from the principal side of the thing that he was promised this. It helped carry him through his days in the Marine Corps.
The chained CPI proposal is part of Simpson-Bowles and is supported by the Senate's so-called Gang of Six. And according to Senator Sanders, Pete Peterson, a Wall Street billionaire who has invested large amounts of money in an effort to make cuts in social service programs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.